What is advocacy in emergencies? In the early phase of an emergency response, there's so much chaos and change from hour to hour, day to day, that the priorities have to be reassessed and adjusted according to the changing need. From my agency, the need is seen through the lens of the child wellbeing concerns that drive our mission, so we prioritise our advocacy on that basis, even when the messaging may be about top-line things like humanitarian access. We plug it back into child well-being when we give our examples of why. Sometimes advocacy needs to be looking behind the obvious to find the most urgent problems, the most vulnerable children. In the Pakistan floods, people fled their homes with what they could carry. They got to safe places, displacement shelters set up in government schools and disused buildings, and for a week or so could survive on what they'd brought with them. But the government wasn't organising food supplies, and the people were unable to use the local markets. Everyone was hungry, but it was the women who were breastfeeding who were running out of their internal reserves, and their milk was drying up, and their breastfed children were in danger of starving. These babies and young children were already undernourished and were now suffering from fever and diarrhoea because of having no clean water. The situation for the children was acute, but the advocacy call was for nutritional support for the mothers. The other aspect of emergency advocacy message selection is understanding what needs to happen first, and therefore what is the priority of the moment. Often one thing is dependent on another, and that in turn is waiting for a third. So our advocacy is for the first thing that has to happen. Here's an example. Children trapped in their homes in a conflict have no food. We want to do a food distribution because the shops are empty and the markets are closed, but it isn't safe to enter the community because it's not clear who's in charge, and there are several groups of armed people disputing control with exchanges of heavy gunfire and mortars. Our advocacy call is for a ceasefire. When we get that, the call is for humanitarian access, and when we get that, the call is for food supplies so people can have food. We'll be working behind the scenes on all three at once, but for the media and the public, we can only have one message at a time. One headline, agency calls for a ceasefire, children are dying. When we get that, another headline, agency calls for humanitarian access, children are starving. And when we get that, the headline becomes, agency calls for more food, no supplies in a 50 kilometre radius of so many starving children. So advocacy in emergencies is a very important part of how we do our response.